Gladiators, emperors, and intrigue, oh my.
Exactly. And we know you've been wanting to practice your French listening skills. Well, guess what?
We found something perfect.
A real gem. It's a French conversation, a lively one, all about Gladiator II. You know, Ridley Scott's sequel to that masterpiece he made back in 2000.
It's been a hot topic, that's for sure.
Tons of reviews, articles, even some behind-the-scenes interviews. A real mountain of opinions.
So where do we even begin?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? Is Gladiator II a worthy follow-up, a true successor, or is it just, a Roman Empire cash grab?
And let's not forget the age-old dilemma. How do you strike that balance between, well, historical accuracy?
And of course, the spectacle, the Hollywood drama.
Right. And speaking of drama, one thing that jumped out at me is where this sequel picks up. It's 24 years after the original, and the focus shifts to Lucius.
Ah, Lucius Maximus' son. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
But here's the catch, the historical hiccup, if you will. They've got him in Numidia.
Numidia. For those of us who might need a little Roman history refresher, what's the issue with Lucius being in Numidia?
So by the time Gladiator II is supposed to be happening, Numidia was already under Roman control.